Chapter 8, Gospel of John, chapter 8. One of the sisters said she read the whole chapter today and she was just rejoicing in the Gospel of John. What a marvelous, marvelous, wonderful book. John, chapter 8, the Gospel of John. Verse 12, we're looking at one verse tonight, John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. A short statement, but so full of truth. So great that I don't know when I've spent more time on something than this. Profound yet simple. Only 20, I think I counted, 25 words, I think. One three-syllable word, one two-syllable, and 23 one-syllable words. Oh, how much the Lord can say. This is what it means to be eloquent, to take profound things and state them simply and wonderfully, to be understood. I am the light of the world. Now, it says, then spake he again. You remember the context here. The Lord had come into his temple. The Lord whom Malachi said that you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And who shall abide the day of his coming? He's like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. And he did. He cleaned his temple out the first time, didn't he? He came back and he sat down and he taught the people. And the Pharisees and the scribes came in and rudely interrupted him. The people came to sit and hear him. They wanted to hear him, what he had to say, be taught of him. As do I, don't you? The Pharisees and self-proclaimed masters of divinity, they come to accuse him, not to be taught, but to tell what they think they know. And they rudely interrupted him. I love everything about our Lord. I admire everything about him, don't you? They didn't bother him. Nothing and no one bothered him. Nothing could disturb him. He told us, he told his disciples in another place, in your patience possess your souls. They came in and rudely interrupted him, began to make demands of him, talking. They were all talking, shouting at him. And he calmly and quietly, he didn't say anything. He just stooped down, remember? And began to write on the ground. Calmly, quietly, with dignity and composure. Then he raised himself up and made this short statement. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. I'm sure he was looking right into their eyes. Now, this is the light. This is Christ, the light. And he said, everything done in darkness shall come to light, shall be exposed. And buddy, when the light shone through his word, like worms, they went running back to their little dark places. The thing is, if only we could be like him, huh? Let nothing and no one bother us, upset us. He knew he had a work to do, he had a people to save, and he was committed totally to his Father, who judges the earth and reigns and rules. And no one and nothing bothers him. Everything is ordered. The Lord sent, remember, the Lord sent, had these men bring somebody to him. If only we could not be so upset over disturbances and that. Oh, I want to be like him, don't you? So that's why it says, then spake he again. After they're all gone, after that interruption, then he sat back down and he spoke to the people again. And he said, this short statement, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's all he said. What a statement. And the context is, what connection is that? Why did he say that right after that happened? There's a connection. Because those that came barging in were in darkness. Those Pharisees and those scribes were in darkness, weren't they? They were in the darkness of their ignorance, unbelief, rebellion, and superstition, and under the law, and their ignorance of the law. They were in darkness. He left them in darkness. He left them in darkness. They left still in the dark. They didn't hear what he said. They left. But that woman, now she was in darkness. She was in the darkness of sin, in the clutches of the rulers of the darkness of this world. She was held captive. She was one of the scriptures says, sitting in darkness in prison houses. The Lord had her brought in here to deliver her out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I promise you, I guarantee you, she sat down. After he said, go and sin no more, what'd she do? I'm pretty certain that she sat right down right there. And she heard him say this, I am the light of the world. He had come to deliver her, lift her out of the pit, lighten her darkness, and put joy in her heart and a smile on her face. I believe she had a smile on her face for the first time in a long time. She's free. All right, the first thing about light, about this passage, I'm the light of the world. Go with me to 2 Corinthians 4. We'll just go ahead and go straight to that passage, John. 2 Corinthians 4. This is how we get light. This is how we receive the light. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. If you're here tonight, if you're sitting here and you've been taught that Christ is the light, and you walk in the light, have faith in him, following him, how blessed you are. The light has shone in your heart. And it's through the preaching of the gospel. Verse 1, 2 Corinthians 4, seeing we have this ministry, and he's talking about ministry of the gospel, preaching the gospel, as we have received mercy, and we faint not, we're not going to quit. We've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, like those Pharisees. We're not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, and commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. In other words, you say, we have nothing to hide. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light, the knowledge of the glory of God. Where is it? In the face of Jesus Christ. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. Oh, how the Lord has shined in our hearts through the preaching of the gospel to see the light of the gospel. How blessed we are. I have two things I hope for in this message. I hope, number one, that we'll all see Christ clearly as the light, and we'll come to the light and walk in that light and live in that light, the light of life. Now, the kingdom of God is called the kingdom of light. The kingdoms of this world, who are under the god of this world, is called the kingdom of darkness. That's what it's called. And he hath come, Christ hath come to deliver us from the power of darkness, or the kingdom of this world, of darkness, the ruler of the darkness of this world, into his kingdom of light, into his marvelous light. That's what the scripture says. Darkness. Now, in order to appreciate the light, in order to see the light, you've got to understand something of darkness, doesn't it? If you go into a jeweler, you know, buy a jewel, a diamond. When you men went to buy your wife's engagement ring, diamond ring, the jeweler brought out a black background, didn't he? Or a blue, dark blue satin background, velour. And they put that diamond ring in the midst of that black background, and it just sparkled, didn't it? So clear, so bright, so against that black and dark background. So the gospel can only really be seen as we know something about this darkness. Good. And when the first mention of darkness is all the way back in the very first chapter of Genesis, verse 2. God created the heaven. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness. It was in darkness, covered the face of the waters, until God spoke and said. What's the very first thing that happened? He said, let there be light. And there was light. And he went on to say that he divided the light from the darkness. He divided the, and his word was what did it. That's Christ. That is man. That is us. That's this world in darkness. And only when God gives the word, sends Christ the word, sends the gospel of the light of the knowledge of Christ into our dark heart, will he enlighten us. Only then, when he speaks. The next use, one of the next uses, is found in Exodus chapter 10. Exodus chapter 10, when the Lord sent all those plagues upon Egypt. And the next to last plague, right before he killed all the firstborn, was what? Darkness. It says the Lord sent darkness in the land of Egypt. It was the last days. It was the last days. His people were coming out, which is a picture of God's people. And 1 Thessalonians speaks of we're not in darkness as others, but we're waiting for our Lord's coming while the world's in darkness. And Exodus 10, it says, the Lord sent darkness in the land, said it was so thick, it was so dark, that you could feel it. Now, don't you feel it all around us? Look around us, people. There's never been a darker time. Oh, it's been as dark. But the reason being, like before the flood, God looked down and said, the whole earth is corrupt. The whole earth is corrupted his way in darkness. Darkness, sin, evil, wicked, corrupt, It's significant, isn't it, that most people like to wear dark clothing and dark things. Look at how people mark their bodies up with skulls and crossbones and death. Why is that? Because that's this world. It's in darkness, sin and wickedness and corruption, isn't it? And God sees it much, much more than we do. We just see a little bit. The reason, why is the world in darkness? Blame it on religion. Seriously. Blame it on religion. That's the cause. Our Lord said this, if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Christ came a light, didn't he? And oh, when that light came and it illumined that little bit of the world, it began to spread all over the world. The light. Light spread everywhere. Spread all over the Europe, all over Europe, all over the continent. Light, light. It spread so far it went across the ocean, came to this continent. Light. Light. And when they ceased to preach the word. Go with me to Isaiah 8. Isaiah 8. Several. I jotted down, can't tell you how many pages of notes, rough notes and scriptures, dozens and dozens. I wrote them out by hand. I don't use a computer. Wrote them out by hand. Many, many scriptures speaks of darkness, darkness, light, darkness. And some of the most wonderful are found here in Isaiah 8. What darkness is the absence of light. Ignorance, sin, corruption, superstition, tradition is the absence of the Word of God. If there was as much gospel preaching as they say there is today, there wouldn't be so much widespread corruption. There wouldn't be so many traditions and superstitions, so much ignorance, would there? Isaiah 8, look at verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. No truth, no word. Verse 21. And they'll pass through this world hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass when they shall be hungry, they'll fret themselves, curse their king and their God and look upward. And they look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness. Dimness of anguish. They'll be driven under darkness. Keep reading. Look at verse 2 of the next chapter. But the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Go to Isaiah 59. This is wonderful. Isaiah 59. Oh, how wonderful God's word is. The light. Verse 4. Isaiah 59, verse 4. None, he says, calleth for justice. Throughout the scripture says, God looketh down to see if there are any that seek him. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. Verse 6 says, their webs shall not become garments. Huh? Their webs that they weave, they won't cover them. Their works aren't covered. I see them. Verse 8, the way of peace they know not, no judgment. Their paths are crooked. Verse 9, their judgment's far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity for brightness. But we walk in darkness, we grope for the wall like the blind. God can send pestilence and disease and all these wrath of God from heaven because of unrighteousness. And don't see it. Like the Egyptians, they keep right on groping, like the people in Sodom groped for the door. But God smote them with blindness, and they kept right on doing what they were doing. How blind is that? How dark is that? It's a dark day. It's going to get light, okay? We're going to have light in here. The children of Israel have light in their dwellings. Hold on, you've got to see how dark it is, though. You see something of it. But this is what the Lord says it is. And it says down in verse 14, judgments turn way backward. Remember back in chapter 5, where it says they call good evil and evil good. sweet, bitter, and bittersweet. Backwards, opposite. Truth faileth, verse 15, they that depart from evil, he's the prey. He's the one they're after. God saw it. It displeased him. Verse 16, keep reading, this is wonderful. He saw there was no man. So, verse 17, he put on righteousness as a breastplate. Who's coming? The light. Christ the light. The Savior of his people that walk in darkness. Then in verse 20, the Redeemer shall come to Zion. In verse 1 of chapter 60, arise, shine, thy light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee. Do you not see it? We don't have many in here tonight. But I've got the greatest subject in all the world. Christ said, I am the light of the world. But here's condemnation. Here's condemnation. Why don't more people want to come hear about Christ? Because Christ said, here's condemnation. Men love darkness rather than light. John 1 says, he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Light shone in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. He said, men love darkness. They hate the light. Look at John 3. John chapter 3. Go over there quickly. John chapter 3. Here's what the Lord said. And you know this story here in John 3. Nicodemus came to him. When did he come to him? At night. Why? He didn't want his fellow Pharisees to see him. He loved the praise of men more than... He's supposed to be a master in Israel. He's coming to this poor rabbi. He's embarrassed to admit it. He's not going to stay that way. After Christ is crucified, Nicodemus is going to come in broad daylight, right, to Pilate himself and say, I want his body. Confessing him and identifying himself with Christ crucified. But look at down at verse 19, John 3. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. You know, most crime and wickedness and corruption is done at night. They don't come to the light, don't come to the word. People don't want to hear this. It reproves them. Right? And I want you now to ask yourself this question. Verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they're wrought in God. Like a moth coming to the flame, is drawn to the flame. Those that have this light, those that have Christ in them as light, they come to Christ like the light. Expose us. Show us. Reveal us, convince us, convict us, reprove us, rebuke us. We won't be like you. We won't follow you. We've been in darkness all this time. We like light now. We don't like darkness anymore. Is that you? I believe it is. I believe it's me. This world has been in darkness for 6,000 years, always been in darkness. Ancient Egypt, as we just mentioned, Persia, Greece, all these supposed wise societies, civilized, they call some of them. Rome, and now in our new world, new modern world, England, France, Germany, the U.S., darkness. Look around, never been darker, never been more corruption. Man can't see God. Man doesn't even believe God is. How dark can you be? How blind can you be? When the heavens declare his glory and the firmament showeth his handiwork, day unto day utter speech, clearly seen. The men are in darkness. They say, no God. No, there's no God. It's universally believed, isn't it, that there is no God, no creator, no sovereign, no ruler, no controller, no judge, isn't it? It's universally believed by all men. Not us. Light is shown on us. Can't see what God, who God is, can't see what man is. Like the Egyptians says, they couldn't see one another. It was so dark they couldn't see one another. Couldn't see how corrupt, how vile. Couldn't see the wisdom of what Christ says. Can't see it. Can't see it. I told a man, I said, how foolish is it? This was an educated man, really high up in education, a superintendent of some of the largest schools in this nation. I spoke to him. I said, how foolish is it to not sit and listen to the words of Jesus Christ, who is wisdom personified, and in a line and a phrase of what he says, eternal wisdom, lights in this dark world. How foolish is it to not listen to him, not follow what he said, but rather listen to people that are in darkness, to listen to utter fools, to esteem what men say as wisdom, and to esteem this as foolishness. God says the opposite then. And he's shown us, hath not, brethren, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? And the world by, and this gets back to where we started. In the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, but it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. Because God had chosen the foolish thing to confound the wise. Base things. Things that are naught. To bring to naught the things that are. What wisdom that is. I'm so glad, aren't you? I'm so glad because I'm a nothing and I'm a nobody. Now, I believe he's taught us in it. Bless God, John said, the Son of God hath come and given us an understanding. Light. That we might know him that is true. The day star has arisen. Peter said this. Simon Peter said, you do well to take heed as unto a light in a dark place. The word of God. He said, you do well because until the day star rise in your heart. Until it dawn, he dawn on you. And in. All right, let's look at this, the text. He says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I am the light of the world. Meaning, if there's any light, if anybody has any understanding whatsoever, it's got to be through Christ. It's got to be because of Christ. Nobody knows what love is. Nobody knows what truth is. Nobody knows the way to go. Nobody knows until Christ came to show us. Didn't he? Christ is the light. By him we understand who God is. By him we understand who God is. By him we understand what man is. We're lost. We're dead. Christ said, I've come to give life. I've come to call. He said that the day is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. He's our life. He called us from death to life, from darkness to light. He's come to show us. We're dead, we're blind, we're deaf, we're dumb. He's come to show us who he is, why he came, for whom he came. He's the Redeemer. He's the Savior. He's the Covenant Head. He's the Second Adam. He's the Great High Priest. He's the Prophet. He's the Priest. He's the King. He's God manifest in the flesh. He's Emmanuel. He's all these things. He's the Way. He's the Truth. He's the Door. He's the Bread. He's the Water. He's... Name something. He's it. Light of whatever you need to know is known fully and completely only in Him. Everything else is just... It was darkness. He's given us light and understand who he is and where he is now. Where is he? We can't see him. That's what they say. That's what they said to Simon Peter. Where's the promise of his coming? We don't see him. No, you don't. But his people do. Clearly, by faith, they see him. Where is he then? David? They asked him, where's your God? Where's your God? What wrong? Where's your God? He's in the heavens. What's he doing? Whatsoever he hath pleased. He's seated right now at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Say, I can't see Him. I can't. Stephen did, didn't he? As they were stoning him for telling the truth. He was just telling the truth about their darkness. That light came and they hated darkness. And Stephen, as they were stoning, bashing his brains out, looked up with a smile on his face. And said, I see Him. Standing at the right hand of God. Oh, it made them even madder, didn't it? Made them even more angry, didn't it? And as they were beating his brains out, now here's life. He said, lay this not to their charge. Just like his Lord hanging on the cross. Father, forgive them. Lighten their darkness. Maybe He did. Maybe the Lord did. That burning light, like old red little Latimer, huh? Burned at the stake. Old red little Latimer said, we're going to light a lamp that will never be put out. We're children of light. Paul wrote, we see where He is now. We see it. We see He's reigning and ruling, don't we? We see His hand and everything. As men fulfill everything He did, or everything He said that they would do. Worry, fear, dread, guilt, shame, doom, gloom, and despair darken our hearts, don't they? Only when we see Christ, who He is and why He came, and He came for us, and where He is now, and what He's doing, seated, reigning, ruling, expecting. We're in His hands. We're in His purpose. We're in His love. We're in His covenants. That'll lighten our darkness every time. See, Christ, it lightens us, gives us wisdom. Christ said these things like this. Listen, He's light. He's understanding. The world looks at the world and says, oh, look, 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 look. Our Lord says, damn them. But, that's damn them. Damn them. Perishing. It's temporal. Don't laugh. Look what all He's got. Look what all He's got. It's loss. Lord lightens it. It's loss. Gain is loss. Loss is gain, He said. The world said, I don't understand. I do. Don't you? I do now. The world says, look at this couple. They're traveling all over the world and they got it all. They see in the sights and they're living a good life. Oh, are they? I think Barbara Ross has it made. She has food and raiment. She knows Christ. She's content. And she's about to go meet Christ any day now. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. That's light, isn't it? Two things enable us to see. Light is sight. You got to have eyes. You got to have light. Right? Scripture says having eyes to see, but they don't see. Hearing is the same thing. Got to have ears. And got to speak to. Seeing eye, a hearing ear and a seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both. Oh, Lord. Our Lord said, my kingdom's not of this world. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Loving place. I go to prepare a place for you. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is not pleasure. This is a dark, dark, doom world. A cloud of doom hangs over this world. Yes, it does. The Lord lightens our darkness and parts that cloud and we see light. A kingdom of light awaiting us. Huh? And our Lord said here in the text, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. The disciples left everyone and everything to follow Him. What did they lose? Nothing. Old Matthew sat at that receipt of customs and he thought he had it all. What a miserable life. Somebody said about a rich person we know, said she's so poor, all she has is money. What did they lose? Nothing. They left all their worries. Where the treasure is, that's where your heart is. That's where your troubles are. They left their worries. What did they gain? Everything. They wouldn't have traded their previous 35 years or however long it was for 1 year walking with the Lord. What did they lack? Nothing. What did they learn? Everything. They thought, boy, were we stupid. We thought boats and nets was living the good life. They had joy that no man and no thing could take from them as long as they were walking with Christ. As long as they were following Him, they had joy that nobody could take from them. They had peace that nothing and no one could disturb following Him. He said, follow me, and you won't walk in darkness. What is it to follow Christ? What is it to follow Christ? Well, it's to hear His Word. It's to hear His Word read and read the Word yourself. It's to follow His commandments. It's if you hear His Word, you won't fall into despair and His gloom. We're all guilty of this. We sit at home. We turn on the TV, the computer. What do you hear? Tell me. What do you hear? And what do you see? Do you see any light? Do you see anything that gives you any peace whatsoever? Any hope whatsoever? Anything? It's all darkness. It's all darkness. It's all corruption. It's all we go home, we sit, and we look at that stuff, and it brings us down into a pit of darkness. Our minds, our hearts begin to just, you're in a dark hole. Turn that off and go to the window. You know that ark had one window? If you wanted light, if they wanted light, they had to go to that window. And they may have been sitting in the dark and worried. Go to the window and see the light. Oh, my. Come sit in the sunlight. I tell this to everyone. Come sit in the sunlight. You won't be afraid for the arrows that flyeth by day or the pestilence that walketh by night. Come sit in the sun. Have you ever felt bad or you ever been gloomy and whatever? And if it's a nice day outside, you just go sit in a chair and just sit and bathe in the sunlight. Huh? Have you ever? Makes you feel better, doesn't it? Huh? Or a gloomy day or a dark day, if the sun will just come out. It doesn't even matter how cold it is. The dead of winter, I used to like to walk in the snow in the dead of winter, 10 degrees, whatever. But if the sun shines, it's nothing cold. As long as the wind's not blowing. But if the sun shines, you just bathe in sunlight. Well, that's by design. That's the Lord telling us. Now, He is the light. Believe Him, trust Him. To follow Him is to believe Him and trust Him and look to Him and bask in His light. It's to believe Him. And go in closing. Go with me to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 in closing. It's to hear His wisdom, hear His Word, hear His knowledge. Oh, my. To follow Him is to believe Him. Knowing He knows where we're going. And He knows how to get us there. He is the way. You won't follow somebody unless you believe they know where they're going. I personally, you ever been in the dark, out in the woods, and you have one flashlight? Anybody? Well, Rick, I want to be the one over the light, don't you? Well, it depends on who it is. If your wife's with you, she'll trust you, won't she? She'll trust you. She'll walk close behind you. You got the light. She can't see. And you say, just follow me. I know where I'm going. And Christ said, you don't know the way? I am the way. Just follow me. Just trust me. Just trust me. Follow me. To follow Him is to observe Him. John, we just read that in 1 John, didn't we? That which we have seen and heard and handled, which our eyes have looked upon and handled, the Word of life was manifest in them. To follow Him is to walk with Him, commune with Him. When you're walking with somebody, following somebody, you're generally talking to them. Communion with them. And He talks to us and He communicates with us. He doesn't leave us in the dark. We might know His good and perfect will, the way that we should walk. He said, here's the way, walk in. It's to emulate Him. To follow Him is to walk as He walked in this world. It's what we just read in 1 John. Walk, he that walketh in the light also to walk as He walks. To follow Him, to walk as He did in this world, in wisdom, circumspectly, in love. In mercy, look at verse 1 of Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore followers of God, of Christ, as dear children. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Remember John said, he that hateth his brother is in darkness. No, no. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and given Himself for an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. That's what we're to do. Give ourselves. Down in verse 8, you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Here it is. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, truth, proving what is acceptable will or acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. This is why Paul wrote to say, how can light have fellowship with darkness? Can't do it. Light won't rub off on them, but darkness the other way. Can't. Because the light reproves, you see it? Our Lord walked in this dark world for the purpose of enlightening His people. Verse 12, it is a shame to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. All things that are approved are made manifest by the light. Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. The days are evil. Be wise, not unwise, understanding what the will of the Lord is. To walk, to follow Christ is to walk open, honest, up front. No guile, no hypocrisy, nothing to hide, nothing in secret. Nothing in secret. Open, open hand, open heart, open face, open. People that do things in secret have something to hide. Secretly. Open, honest. Our Lord was honest, up front. Open. Walk that way. Nothing to hide, nothing to fear. Right? Nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Lord, open me up. Open my hand, open my heart, open my eyes. And our Lord said in John 8, and you know, this was the biggest subject I've ever tackled, one of them. The light of the world. But in verse 12, he says in closing, you follow me, you'll not walk in darkness. You know how to go, where to go, where you're going. You see things as it is, not fall into the traps, the pits, the nets. You shall have the light of life. The light of life. Live the good life, as Peter wrote. The light of life. Sin, unbelief, wickedness, corruption, hatred, anger, all of these things, the works of the flesh, is a dark way. It's not life at all, it's death. People that live in sin and unbelief is just dying a slow death. That life, here is life. Here's life. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's life. That's the good life. Life. You lay down in peace and you wake up in His light. In His light. Walk in the light. You have the light of life. Christ Himself, He that hath the Son hath life and light and joy and peace and righteousness. Those in darkness. Oh, my Lord, bring us out. Bring us out. Okay. Stand with me. Our Lord, Your Word is truly a lamp under our feet, a light under our path. And, oh, Lord, we see, though, through a glass dimly. We're ashamed of ourselves. We fall back into darkness so often when we need not, when we just follow Thee and look to Thee and call upon Thee and seek Thee and listen to Thee and heed Thy Word and look into Thy light and ask for oil for our lamps to burn brightly. Oh, Lord, it's our fault. It's our fault. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us that we bring this misery on ourselves. We walk in darkness. And, oh, Lord, lighten us, we pray. Send the light of Thy truth into our hearts at all times that we might walk in with Thee in paths of righteousness for Thy great name's sake. Oh, Lord, we want to walk as You walk. We want to walk with Thee. We want to have the light of life. Life, life, life. We want to shine as lights in this dark world. Oh, Lord, use us. Show someone else Thy light, we pray. In Christ's name, we pray and met here tonight and ask these things. Amen. You're dismissed.